Roberts Moondog Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. So what do you think we're going to hear in the next segment after we do this song, being able to get some answers on why Myrene K. Cook wants to use the show?
I can't believe you're making us and all the listeners wait before we get to the end of that story.
I think it's like the first time I actually did anything strategic in the show and just didn't fly by the seat of my pants.
Well, that is how you probably will get a lot more people tuning into the next segment.
Yeah, because we're going to actually, for this segment, we're going to play another Dale Robbie song. And I always kind of wonder every time that I put one of these in, how many people actually turn the show off right then, or if they actually listen, or you know, turn it off and wait 5 minutes and come back and listen again. I'm actually kind of curious about that. So what's the phone number if anybody wants to give me an answer to that?
That number is 269-872-3049. Operators are standing by
Operators
now.
Operators are standing by right now. Please, well, if I wake up and I answer the phone and it's 7:30 in the morning, you don't want to talk to me at that time. Right, Laura?
Probably not.
That's right. She waits every day. If I send a text like at 10:30, 11, she still waits like hours to text me.
Yeah, let's make sure he's, she, you know,
had his enough coffee and
coffee or yeah. Pepsi or whatever, it is.
Make sure that I've accomplished something in the day so I can feel good about life. But before that point, boy, oh boy.
But I think they will hang around and listen because this is South Haven history.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, hopefully they will. And but here you go. This is To the Stars by the Dale Robbie Band.
In the night we search for another life, for the time is right to turn around. No need to wonder why, because it really don't matter. But if we take flight now, we can climb the ladder. To the stars is the place that we aspire. To the stars is the place to be on fire. Walking around and wondering why I feel so tired. It's the time and place.
We'll be right back. So what do you think about that, Mason Dixon?
Boy, that's a real good song there, Dale Robbie. How's this album performing? Is it outperforming the others?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but after, like I said, after last week and playing the couple songs that we did, one of those songs jumped into my top 10, and there's no way I could have listened to it that much. There's no way. Now, with that being said, I've jumped up to 14 monthly listeners. I've actually had 153 people. I went through some of the analytics today. 153 people, that different people.
153 different people.
Yep, 153 different people. I've got 14 actual monthly listeners that listen consistently now. Now, which is kind of funny, because do you know what that means, Laura Russin?
I do not.
What that means is that's 13 people that aren't me.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah.
But I bet if you listen on your phone and listen on your computer.
No, because you have to sign in. I have to sign in under one. So if I would, no matter where I listen, I'm signing in under my account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and this is just,
I think it's Tom Russell who's listening to my stuff at home.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a closet Dale Robbie fan.
What I was going to say is,
Laura's like, hell no.
I did not say that. So you have a lot more listeners to the show, but you're getting more listeners to the music.
Yeah, well, and it's building. Just like everything else, you know, you start, every fortune starts with a penny. Every YouTube account starts with one view. And, you know, some people get a video that is huge. Well, my top video probably has 70,000 views on it, and it's about Gerald Ford.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I've got another snowmobile one about avalanche stuff, avalanche safety, that's probably got 45-50.
How many do you have, the one where you got your boot caught in the snowmobile and you're laying there?
That has like 14,000 views on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's some like that. I've got a Hussein Fatal, which is a rapper who was part of the Outlaws with Tupac Shakur when he was here in town, did a little video, and that's got like 16,000 views on it. So pretty kind of cool stuff. But regardless of all that,
So he was in South Haven?
Yeah, it's a long story, which I am not going to embarrass my buddy on the air about.
Okay.
And we will come back with why Myrene K. Cook wants our help in the show, all right?
Yeah, I almost forgot all about that. She's still on hold.
That's coming up next on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.